Now, scientists have come up with a new form of supercapacitor. There are two main traditional ways of storing electrical energy. You can either use a rechargeable battery to store the energy chemically, which will store a lot of energy, up to about 350 watt-hours per kilogram. It will do so quite slowly and for a limited number of recharge cycles, so it might take a couple of hours to charge up your rechargeable batteries. The other option is to use a capacitor. This, in a simple case, is basically two sheets of metal with a layer of insulator in between. If you apply a voltage, some charge will flow onto the sheets and will be attracted to the opposite charge on the other sheet, so making it a bit more stable. Capacitors have the advantage that because they're not using chemical reactions, they can charge and discharge thousands of times faster than batteries, and they waste much less energy as heat. The problem is that conventional capacitors store less than a thousandth of the energy of batteries. To increase this, you need to reduce the distance between the charges, stabilizing them and allowing the capacitor to store more charge and therefore energy at the same voltage. Recently, by using activated carbon filled with an ionic liquid as an electrolyte, ultracapacitors have got this to about as good as lead-acid batteries. To improve this, you need to increase the surface area of the electrodes. Now, Chengguan Lu and colleagues have used graphene, which is essentially a single layer of graphite, a single atom thick, as the electrode. This is about as thin as an electrode can possibly get. It's only one atom thick. And they've altered the graphite so that it's curved, and so they won't lie flat and stack. This means the ionic liquid electrolyte can get in between the layers and produces a very efficient capacitor. They can store between 80 and 136 watt-hours per kilogram, which is about as good as a nickel metal hydride battery, which were the standard batteries about 10 or 15 years ago. This might not sound very impressive until you realise that it would charge in seconds or at the most a couple of minutes, as opposed to the hours for a lithium-ion battery. This would both allow a car to charge up as fast as you'd normally fill up with petrol, and make it ideal for storing the large amounts of energy very quickly, such as when you brake hard in a hybrid vehicle, so you can regenerate that energy and use it later.
So that not only gets around one of the problems with electric cars, which is that they take hours and hours to charge, but it also makes better use of a technology that we've already got in place, this regenerative braking, where we steal back some of the energy that we would otherwise just be wasting when we hit the brakes.
That's right. If you brake really, really hard, the amount of energy which is coming back in through the regenerative brakes can be just too much for a battery to store, and so it gets wasted.
Thank you, Dave.